Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. The sun is shining over Camden Yards. We got Adley Rutschman up. We're talking some Raven stuff around here and getting you ready for summer, Memorial Day. We're going to be eating a lot of crab cakes around town. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill Industries and Window Nation. We're moving around, eating stuff, and you know what? I'm probably going to gain some weight this summer when I do 31 crab cakes in 31 days all over the state of Maryland. And it was good for me that I have friends at Planet Fitness because they came through for me last year. I put like a 30 dozen on in 30 days of eating crab cakes, drinking beer. I'm pretty convinced it was the bread and the French fries, which I tried to cut out. Justin Drummond is here to try to pump me up, get me in shape here this summer. But more than that, if you got kids of the right age, this summer, things are free at Planet Fitness. We talked about that a little bit a few weeks ago. Justin, it's a pleasure to have you on. I've known you from around town and doing business with PF for a long, long time. It's been a while to have you on. This is a pretty cool promotion, though, right? I mean, this is something the COO can get in front of, right?
Definitely. I'm definitely out in front of this one. Our high school summer pass is something that we're very excited about from the standpoint here in Baltimore, but across the nation. It's an opportunity to really give access to the high school age group 14 to 19, free gym memberships all summer long for them to get active. And it's going to be something that's going to help them work on more than just their physical appearance and health, but even so their mental health as well. So we're happy to do it. We're excited about it. And again, free gym memberships all summer long.
All right, so I got to get the qualifications for this, okay? Because a couple things first. I would have loved to have done this when I was 15. I mean, my buddies and I, and I told this story a couple weeks ago. This is 1982, 83, 84, right? There's only one gym in the world. It's okay. Holiday Spa. It wasn't even Bally's. Holiday Spa, right? And you had to go down and get your membership. You had to sign your life away, take your parents. They had to pay the bill. It was a club. You were in it for life, I think, pretty much when you did it, right? And I'm thinking, and because I talked about this a couple weeks ago when I saw it, I'm like, man, I would have loved that when I was a young person. Then the other part of this is I have my first intern of the modern era. Since my wife got cancer 8 years ago, I actually have an intern. I thought she was 19, but she always corrects me and says, I'm 20. I'll be 21. Give me the age for this because I don't want to erroneously tell Chloe, I got a gym membership for you when it's actually free. If she's 20 and a half, to make you laugh.
Right. So if you're 20 and a half, you are outside of that window that we're talking about. But it's okay. It's okay. We have other
She's not old enough to do anything now. She's too old for this.
She's right in that sweet spot, right, where she can't do some things and she's too old for this high school summer pass. But again, to the question, the high school summer pass is for ages, teenagers 14 to 19.
Okay. So now if let's say that I like Chloe enough to buy her a membership, it's still pretty affordable Planet Fitness is the way we do things, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're very economical. We're very affordable for someone to come in of any age group, really, to get into the gym. $10 membership, $24.99 if you want to go with our Black Card membership, which gets you some other amenities that are inside the gym and reciprocity to go to other locations around the country. So there's definitely a way to get Chloe in the gym with us, too.
So I'm going to pay $40 for the summer, get her in. I'm going to feel like a king. Tell her I gave her a gym membership. See that? Yeah. I mean, makes a perfect gift. Justin Drummond's here. We'd like to talk about Planet Fitness, and I talk so much. And look, man, when COVID hit, I'm 28 months out on this. I was still just WNST then. You know, I've pivoted my brand tremendously, and people have noticed, which is cool. You guys, the masking, the safety, the hygiene, the work in, the work out, all of that. This has been just as a COO, and I run a place, and we're partners, I just, for all of my partners that had to shut down 2.5 years ago, the fact that we're all still here, you know, really means a lot. And I know a lot of people during that period of time got in extra great shape, right? At home, and other people like me fell apart when the structure of class and hot yoga and the things that I've done to stay in shape fell apart. I got injured. Talk a little bit about these last 2.5 years, because I don't think there's any guidebook for anyone, for sports leagues, for the government, for hospitals, but specifically for gyms where you could not open to do something. I thought the work-ins were unbelievable. I had you guys on once a month just trying to encourage people to stay in shape and not let themselves go, even though I was the one to let myself go.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a hard time, a difficult time for the fitness industry as a whole to go through a pandemic. We obviously are there as an extension of the healthcare system. We wanted to be able to provide access and opportunity for people to come in and move their body. And, you know, a lot of people talk about COVID-19. Some people say that they put on the 19 pounds, right? But we were closed down and we couldn't really support them during that time. So what Planet Fitness did was we pivoted and we went to our digital content and the work-ins that you're talking about and really spending time on our app development so that we can have content there for our members and people who were not members to have a way to exercise while they were at home, exercise outside in their yards if they had to when the gyms were closed. And what we wanted to provide was an opportunity really to be a resource to the communities that we work in. So that's what we really wanted to focus on during the pandemic and then moving out of the pandemic. Again, just really emphasizing what everyone needs as far as, yes, the physical components of working out and those physical benefits, but more so after the pandemic was the mental health awareness that goes into it as well. Because what you have to think about is, yes, we're in there, we're moving weights, we're getting our cardio in, but we're really, when you're leaving the gym, it's all about that feel-good feeling. I mean, our commercial earlier this year, you had the glow of Lindsay Lohan and things of that nature, showing you walking out of the gym, really feeling good about what you just accomplished there. And the feeling of I've done something for myself. I've done something for my mental health and I've done something for my physical health. So that's what Planet Fitness was able to do throughout the pandemic, but also after the pandemic. And, you know, this summer high school pass is going to be another opportunity for us to reach that next generation, for them to be able to learn about it, for them to be able to experience all the great things that comes with physical activity and just moving your body.
Well, for anybody out there that's never been to a PF or been to a gym, maybe even, I remember when this concept began almost 15 years ago, Lynn, Victor, Jerry, Terry, I knew a lot of people around town that came to me and said, we're doing this Planet Fitness thing. And I'm like, you know, is that like, what makes it different? What makes it different than what almost everything about memberships and all the horror stories of the 80s I would talk about. Then there were the 90s horror stories where you went in, you felt like you were the only guy in the gym that wasn't like, you know, doing illicit things to look like Hulk Hogan, you know? and the concept was so basic, right? And my mother was older when it started. And I mean, you would have welcomed my 80-year-old mother into your gym at that time because anyone could be welcome there. And I got all crazy. I mean, I couldn't hold the coolers up because I wasn't doing video then, but I would talk about judgment-free and lunk alarm and all these sort of fun things you guys did. But then I would come into the gyms, right? Mm-hmm. And I would see that it didn't look like any other gym I was in because it really had regular people at a regular cost. It wasn't a country club, $80, $100 a month and all those other things. It was really made for everyone. And I think that was the original thing. And you've been there a long time. You know what I'm talking about. It's sort of the gym for everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm now in my 13th year being a part of Planet Fitness. And the ride that we've been on has been excellent. It's been something that, you know, I wouldn't change a day about it. Like you said, we're here for the masses and the majority of those people who just need, again, access to a facility. Someone who's just worried about not necessarily being Hulk Hogan or Arnold Schwarzenegger or anything like that. They're worried about just being healthy, their wellness, being able to play with their children without, you know, being out of breath, things of that nature.
Spending time with you instead of spending time in PT, which I had to do, right? I mean, PT is a hell of a lot more expensive. It hurt like hell. You know, I had an L4, L5 issue on my back. Now it's like all strengthening. So, you know, I'm not winning any bodybuilding awards, but I want to feel good, you know, at 53,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It, again, like I mentioned earlier, it's about the feel good feeling when you leave the gym. You've accomplished something. You've taken time for yourself to really build either endurance or build some muscle. But also, this is a stress reliever for a lot of people when they come in the gym. Also, when you're coming to a gym and this atmosphere is judgment free, so you're able to meet people and is breaking down the barriers of what you look like when you go to a gym or what you should look like to go to a gym. There's a lot of times where people are not confident in going to a gym because they feel like you already have to be in shape to be there. And that's completely false. We want people of, you know, all body shapes, all backgrounds to be able to feel comfortable, the judgment free zone, to come in there, work out and get to whatever their level of success, well-being is. And if we need to give you a little push, we can do that as well.
Justin Drummond is here. He runs things at Planet Fitness. He's the COO here locally. You guys made a local star during the work-ins as well, you know, here locally. And I guess just as a leader in doing this through all of the years, making this thing free for young people. Let's go back to the beginning of this, of what I was doing in the summer, my 15th and 16th and 17th years with Pac-Man at the arcade and like all the other at the mall, eating cheeseburgers, chasing girls, doing all that. Tell me about the concept, because this isn't just a local thing, a Baltimore thing. This is Planet Fitness all over the world. You guys have locations in Australia. I see you guys open them all over the country. But this is system-wide, and I know you're a New Hampshire company. My wife's from New Hampshire. She always tells me that up in Portsmouth. You guys get together and decide we're going to open our gyms up for young people. Man, there's a stigma. I've seen stores that don't want young people in, let alone letting them in for free to work out.
No, I mean, again, we want to reach this generation because this generation was hit very hard during a pandemic. A lot of them said that after the pandemic or during a pandemic was the first time they dealt with any type of mental health issues. And that's a problem. And so we wanted to be a resource for them to come into to our facilities for free. They're not having to worry about the financial component of it. They're not having to worry about not having access, because that is one of the biggest things that we've heard when surveying the teenage population around the country, was that a lot of them want to work out and want to be healthy. But either A, they may not have the financial capability to do so, or really it comes down to access. They didn't have a place to go to in order to do that. So Planet Fitness, we have over 2,200 locations across the country. So access should not be a problem. We have a lot of them throughout Maryland. In Maryland alone, there's almost 50 locations for someone to go in and work out and reach their physical and mental goals that they're looking to accomplish there. And again, one of the things that we've noticed in this teen population is less than 15% are getting the recommended 60 minutes of physical activity a day. And, you know,
we hear the NFL talk about that, play 60, right? That's their, exactly. that's their thing, right?
Exactly. That's the recommendation, and less than 15% are reaching that. So that's something that we felt that we could really help out this generation to give them the access to be able to meet the recommendation or exceed that recommendation. And at the same time, it's going to be something that's going to benefit their mental health, for them to feel good about themselves, decompress, if you will, after a workout.
Well, Justin, I mean, I told you, I walked to East Point Mall. That was my activity. And then I stood there, waka, waka, waka. And I played Donkey Kong, big Donkey Kong guy, little Mario with the monkeys and the balls and the barrels. And then I got into Burger Time. Man, these kids today were this, right? I mean, what you're just trying to do is get them to put this down and move, literally, right? I mean, I can't imagine. Yeah. I had to walk to the mall at least to play video games and put the quarter in. I mean, I wouldn't have to do that anymore, right?
Yeah, I mean, screen time is something that through the pandemic and even still after the pandemic, when you're talking about virtual school, outside of that, the screen time has doubled, whether it's a device like a cell phone, an iPad, or even watching television and things of that nature. Those things have doubled through the time since the pandemic. And again, yes, we want them to get up off the couch. We want them to put the phones down. We want them to get moving because one of the things that we want to provide, and especially what was seen during the pandemic, was that you needed two things. You needed two things that were really taken away from kids and all of us, but it's coping skills. So now they have a gym where they can go to, and they can work out, and they can decompress and work on their fitness and mental well-being. And then the other thing was they were isolated through the pandemic, and then they have screen time, and they're doing text messaging, and they're not really getting that socialization that they need. So the other part that Planet Fitness and this high school summer pass will provide is the connectedness and that socialization, because hopefully we're going to have a lot of the kids that are probably from the local high schools in those areas in the gym working out together. And so it's, you know, you're killing two different things that you need to do and just coming to the gym. You're getting the connected piece. You're figuring out coping skills for the mental health issues that you may be going through. And then the last thing on top of that, you're feeling better when you're leaving the gym, and you're probably looking better too.
Man, I roller skated maybe one of those summers on a discount pass, but this might be the best deal since Skateland summer of 82. Justin Drummond's here. He's with Planet Fitness. They are everywhere that you need to be, and certainly if you need to get in shape this summer, and if you have a young one, 14 to 19, get them off the screen, kick them out, get them over to Planet Fitness, sign them up, bring them over there. It is free all summer long. Give everybody the lowdown on $10 a month and a black pen. Yeah, there's all the things you guys are doing for folks. If they just walk in right now, it's just so affordable. And I think that message can't be spoken enough, because I think people do think cost a lot of money to go to the gym. Cost a lot if I were going to buy a treadmill or buy weights or get a Nautilus set in my house or like all that stuff. You guys have made this really, really easy, which is why millions of people come to Planet Fitness, right?
Yeah, we make it really easy. What we wanted to do was make it, one, again, something that's going to be very much so affordable for everybody to be able to walk into the doors, find a gym membership that has a plethora of equipment for you to work out with. But $10 a month, and that gives you home club access. And our startup fees right now are $10. I'm sorry, are $10 a month. But the startup fee for that home club membership is $49 with the prorate. But what you're going to get is a ton of equipment in there, a great atmosphere, judgment-free. But also, if you wanted to move up to our Black Card membership, which gives you access to all of the locations nationwide, it gives you half price on cooler drinks. You get to bring a buddy, a workout buddy with you. There, again, there's a connectedness. You can bring somebody with you into the gym to ease the strain of feeling like you are unwelcome, if you will. But then even on top of that, we have a Black Card spa. And I know you know all about the Black Card spa. You got the hydro beds in there where you can sit in there and get a hot water massage on your back. We have tanning booths. We have our total body enhancement units. There's a lot of things in there that will help you on your fitness journey, but also help you in the recovery piece of it and the stress relieving piece of it. And that one is going to be zero down right now for you to sign up with. It's $24.99 a month, but there's no commitment on either one of our memberships. So again, we talk about access with the facilities across the country, but also just access to be over there to be our most economical option for someone to come and work out. There's no real entry barriers of entry for someone to come in and have an excuse not to join us of all age groups.
As I've been panting and when I'm done, I say to my wife, recovery is fitness, and I'm not fit. Justin Drummond is here from Planet Fitness. It is great to have you. Don't be a stranger around here, man. You don't have to let kids in free to come on the show. You come on the show whenever you want, man. I do appreciate that. It. How long does it last, and when are we sending the kids back? And, you know, I'm gonna fork over the $10 a month for Chloe. Don't tell her about the black. It's going to cost me a little more money for the massage and all that. But for this program, kids are doing this. This is really designed when kids are out of school to the minute they have to go back to school, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we have here, again, it's teenagers, high school age group from 14 years old to 19, the time of which we started open enrollment May 16th, and this will run all the way to August 30th. And one of the other benefits of doing this, again, not only is it free, but everyone who signs up for this program through the summer is actually going to automatically get entered into earn a scholarship. They will be given out a grand prize of a $5,000 scholarship to one person in the United States. But more so than that, every state is giving out $500 to one recipient in that state, too. So maybe it's going to be us paying you to come to the gym at the end of the day. And nice. That's a win-win.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a win-win for anybody. And I'm not kidding at all when I talk about the 1980s. And, you know, we rode our bikes and we did stuff, but to go to the gym was just something we couldn't afford, right? And roller skating was probably the best we could do. We're going crabbing down at Bear Creek, which I'm going to do this summer as well. Planet Fitness is going to put us on the road. When I get up to Cumberland, I got friends at Planet Fitness in Cumberland. They're going to be part of this again this year. As long as they're not Steeler fans, we welcome them in. but we're going to be out on the road, 31 crab cakes, 31 days, 31 breweries, and maybe 3.1 workouts at a Planet Fitness during the month there. Justin, I appreciate you guys and all that you do around here. We always love your flag. And I got to get a shirt. I got the cooler here. You guys are keeping me hydrated in here, but I'm going to get a shirt and I'll come visit with you guys real soon. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Come see us. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. Always a pleasure to welcome our friends at Planet Fitness on. Sometimes we welcome Victor Brick and Lynn Brick on, talking about the John W. Brick Foundation. So I want to make sure we give a plug there, because that's all about mental health. And we talk a lot about that and fitness. get yourself moving, folks. Get on out to Planet Fitness and make sure you're doing it the right way. We're having good times here. It's summer. Weather's breaking a little bit. It's a little bit of baseball. We're getting ready for some football around here. It's certainly doing it right into the political season as well for Baltimore Positive. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour continues, sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. I'm going to be giving away some Betty Boop scratch-off tickets next week as well at Luna Del Sea on Wednesday downtown. Really looking forward to getting with my old friend Tony Asadi down there right by the ballpark, right by Camden Yards down on Pratt Street. So we'll be there next Wednesday from 2 until 5. It is also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking, working out, staying in shape, and Baltimore Positive.